It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Wakey, wakey.
Time to get up.
Good morning, citizens.
Up and at them.
Rise and shine.
This is your wake-up call, people.
Come on, the coffee's on.
We're going to get you guys circulating on Christian radio.
I understand young people. I know what's hip. I know what's on. I know what's lit. I know what's fleet.
Nerd!
What's up, my nerd?
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
Rise and shine, nerds.
Welcome to the Back Row Morning Show, a part of the Love Thy Nerd podcast network. I'm Radio Matt.
And I'm Mo, and we're the official exclusive morning show for LTN Radio. Nearly all of Love Thy Nerd shows and podcasts air on LTN Radio first, and you'll also find an amazing mix of Christian rock, rap, pop, and indie all week long.
That's right, so if you're listening to our show on podcast, then you're late and you're missing out on all we have to offer. Check out ltnonair.com or download the Live 365 app, search and favorite LTN Radio.
Today on the show, how did parents survive in 2020?
We've also got Junk Food Tuesday, a taste test, and Ask Us Anything, five random facts, and more. But first, today is Tuesday, December 15th, 2020, and we've got some holidays to celebrate.
We do. It is International Tea Day.
I am a sweet tea guy, mm-hmm. or at least I was. I guess I'm not anymore because it's been several years. But I grew up in a household that always had a giant pitcher of sweet tea.
Okay.
In the refrigerator.
Yeah.
And so as a kid, I didn't drink milk. I didn't drink juice. I didn't even drink soda all that much. I drank sweet tea.
Yeah.
And I loved it. And for the first several years of our marriage, we were also a family that always had a giant pitcher of sweet tea. And then for some reason, and even when, you know, we started to do it healthier, I'd make it with Splenda. It was just as good.
Yeah.
Didn't have any problem with the switchover. But I think I just got to the point where I was tired of making it.
That's fair.
Because you go through a pitcher really quick.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I need to drink some more straight water.
Yeah.
Like, tea is mostly water, but still, I need to train myself to drink more straight water. But in the end, it's probably been a bad thing because now we drink at least one or two diet sodas a day as well.
Yeah.
I do drink a lot of water, though, now. I haven't had a kidney stone in a long time.
That's a good thing. That's a plus.
But that's probably not the tea they're talking about with this day.
possibly not. Considering it's International Tea Day.
I feel like sweet tea is really confined to one area of America.
Yeah.
And the rest of the world has normal tea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is...
So I grew up in the South, up in North Carolina. Sweet tea is a staple. It is a food group. Everybody has sweet tea in their refrigerator at all times. Mm-hmm. I grew up in the same kind of house. My mom always had a gallon of sweet tea in the refrigerator all the time. It's one of the very few things that I know how to make really well.
Yeah.
Sweet tea. But I am actually more of an unsweet tea person.
This
point in my life. Mm-mm. And I think that it's just come because I don't drink my coffee with creamer or sugar. I drink black coffee.
You're one of those weirdos.
And so I think that it's just come with age, and over time I'm not so heavy on the sweet stuff. I like my sweets in food form, not drink form.
Okay. Do you make tea?
Nah.
Or do you just like drink bottled unsweetened tea?
Oh, if I'm going to drink tea, which it's rare, if I'm going to drink tea, I'm going to make the tea.
So, but you still make like cold tea.
Yes.
Here's my recommendation for even for unsweet. It should work and give you a little kick, a little zing. Use the normal brewing bags for the tea, but also buy, it's a tea made for like a hot tea brewing. But it's, what's it called now? It's like an orange spice. It's the only orange box in those things.
It's orange spice.
That. Is that what it's called?
Bigaloo orange spice.
Just put one of those in there too, and it just gives it an oomph of a flavor that it's really good.
That's smart.
I, my grandmother, every time I came and visited my grandmother, which was about once a month as a child, because we were only 2.5 hours away. I would always drink her sweet tea, and I'm like, this tastes different. but really good. Why doesn't mom's sweet tea taste like this? And I never knew the secret. And secret.
Secret?
Never knew the secret. Aww. Until I grew up. I grew up, and this was after Deidre and I were married and everything, and I just happened to be going through looking for something. And I'm like, what are these? You drink normal tea? Like, no, I put those in with the... That's what it is. And so I bought a box myself, and I'm like, oh, this is fantastic. So yeah, those last couple of years, it was all just slight orange spice flavor in the background. Oh, it was so good.
That's really smart. I might have to go home and do that now.
I'm surprised we talk so much about this holiday when the next holiday is what it is.
Yeah, it's also National Cupcake Day.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, sure, whatever.
I'm weird in that... I only like cupcakes if they're cold out of the fridge.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because it stiffens up the icing a bit. I don't know. I like it better. It feels denser. It feels more like a hefty dessert at that point. So otherwise, it's really light.
Yeah.
You know? I like it heavier.
Oh, see, I like a light cupcake. Mm. Cake also. I like light, airy, fluffy cake. But I split my cupcake in half. The cake,
you do the
part
sandwich
of it,
thing?
Yeah.
I don't do that. I will open up like three cupcakes, take the wrapper off, put it on a plate, and eat them with a fork like a piece of cake.
Oh my word!
And they're cold, so I don't know why.
Yeah,
that's just what I prefer.
A little bit strange.
All right, let's do some onion. Not onion.
All right.
I have got three headlines here. Two of them are fake from either the Babylon Bee or the Onion or a site like that. And one of them is real, and Mo is going to guess which one is real, and you can play along at home.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Ready.
All right. I've got three headlines. Here's number one. Hallmark Channel announces 19 new coronavirus-themed movies.
Okay.
OSHA coronavirus rules. Students can wrestle, but can't shake hands.
Oh, my word.
CDC announces everyone who will receive vaccine has already been notified. Which one's the real headline?
The second one. Can wrestle, can't shake hands.
A bunch of pop-ups here. As winter sports begin across Ohio, officials with the Ohio High School Athletic Association, so said OSHA. That's not OSHA. What did I say OSHA for? Ohio High School Athletic Association. It looked like OSHA.
OSHA. I can see how you would, yeah.
Anyway. Wrestling began its season last Thursday amid the pandemic under a new set of guidelines and rules to help prevent the spread of the virus. In a heavy contact sport like wrestling, the officials are trying their best to implement rules for players and coaches. So among the new rules are student athletes are permitted to wrestle each other, but must refrain from handshakes before and after the match. They are required to wear facial coverings off the mat when not actively competing. Or warming up, which, sure. But when you're wrestling, this isn't professional wrestling where you're hurling each other across the ring. Mm-mm. Half the time.
No, you're right up grappling. In that person. Yeah.
You're up in that person's orifices. Mm-hmm. You're so close.
All of them.
Every orifice.
Yep.
So, I mean, this just seems like one of those, look, if we're going to do all this, just not wrestle. Let's just not do it. But go for it, guys.
I mean,
no way else you can really deal with it.
They might catch pink eye before they catch COVID, so.
it's very strange having to implement these kind of rules that seem counterproductive. It seems counterproductive to be like, yeah, you can sweat in their face, you can breathe heavily in their face as you're yanking their neck back and all these other things while you're wrestling, but the handshake at the end, that's where the real problem would lie. I mean, your hands are touching them too the entire wrestling match.
Mm-hmm. I have to wonder how much of it is serious. Like, yes, the rules are implemented and the rules are meant to be followed, but if I were the one making the decisions, my mindset would be, let's figure out a way that we can get these kids back in school playing these sports because it's so necessary. What do I have to do to make that happen? Okay, I got to set a rule in place. Cool. They're not shaking hands. That's my rule. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just wonder how much of it is just a checkbox that they're marking off in order to get back to some amount of normalcy.
Yeah, maybe there's just a look, if you comply with all these things, we'll let you do this kind of thing. Because like we talked about, our governor has had the lockdown here, and part of that lockdown requirement is like if a site, a building, a business has three or more incidents, they have to close down for 2 weeks. Well, we know Walmart and Albertsons and all these places have had more than three incidents, but yet they're still up and running.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, well, apparently they get to cut deals with the governor, saying the governor says, okay, if you test everybody who works at your store in the mornings when they come in or at the beginning of their shifts and they wear a little sticker that says, I've been tested, I don't have a fever, then we'll let you stay open. So it's essentially mandatory checks and we'll let you keep doing it. So might be one of those situations.
Yeah. At least I hope it's one of those situations and that someone isn't really like,
this is exactly how we will not spread coronavirus. Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping.
Handshake's the problem. Sweat dripping into the other player's mouth, that's not going to be a problem.
Heavy breathing directly in the direction of...
There's no aerosol problem there.
Right? Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break here. It is Junk Food Tuesday when we return.
But first, this week in Nerdy News.
Stick around. This week in Nerdy News. This is LTNN. Woo! What a week to be a Star Wars fan. A cornucopia of new Star Wars projects was announced last Thursday, including that Hayden Christensen will be returning as Darth Vader for the upcoming Obi-Wan Kenobi series starring Ewan McGregor. Now, it'll be interesting to see how they thread the needle in this because it's been widely assumed that Darth Vader had not seen Obi-Wan since the events of Revenge of the Sith until A New Hope. So, what story are they going to tell here, and will it alter any established canon of the series? Also, Ahsoka's getting her own show, guys. Ahsoka is... Honestly, there's just so much Star Wars news and Marvel news and Disney news that it would take 30 minutes for me to get through all of it. So go find an article and read all of the amazing updates we got. Sister Act 3 also, for some reason. Why? I don't know. New Mighty Ducks as well. I said I'm not going to talk about it. And the new Loki trailer. Oh my gosh, stop it. Stop. Rein yourself in. There's other news to talk about today. The newest addition to the Arrowverse, Superman and Lois, is premiering on February 23rd, and photos have now been released of the updated Superman costume, which feels a lot more familiar and kind of makes me feel tingly. No sign of the red undies, though, so, I mean, it's not all good news. Alfred Molina is officially returning for Spider-Man 3, but returning from where? From Spider-Man 2. Of the original Spider-Man series two versions ago. Guys, it's happening. It's all coming together. The multiverse. We speculated about it on the first LTNN, but we knew it. We knew it, guys. I called it. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. It could be a massive failure, but it could be the best thing since Into the Spider-Verse. Hold on to your butts and bring me pictures of Spider-Man or men. Spider-Man, all three of the Spider-Men. That's going to do it for this week in Nerdy News. I'm Radio Matt, and this is LTNN. Oh, Welcome back to the Back Row Morning Show. I'm Radio Matt.
And I'm Mo. If you're listening on Love Thy Nerd Podcast Network, remember that all of our shows air first on LTN Radio during the actual morning hours, and we'd love to kick off your day with some humor and fun.
That's right. You can head over to ltnonair.com and see the schedule and also download the Live 365 app on your smartphone device. You can also enable the LTN Radio skill on your Echo devices and then simply ask Alexa, play Love Thy Nerd.
And before we do anything else, I've got five random facts for you.
Bring them on.
About cupcakes.
Yeah.
Okay. The original cupcake recipes were not frosted and usually were just flavored with spices and dried fruit.
That is a muffin.
It's a fruitcake.
That is not a cupcake.
Cupcakes gained popularity in 1919 when Hostess began mass producing them, but they weren't the cream-filled frosted kind we all know and love until the 1950s. The record for eating the most cupcakes in the shortest amount of time is 29 cupcakes in 30 seconds.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's almost a cupcake a second.
Yeah. I don't know how they
having to breathe it in.
Right? I don't know. It really confused me.
Holy cow.
I know. They're inhaling them at that point. Just, yeah, yeah, I don't know.
It's got to be one of those people that like doesn't have a gag reflex or whatever. Because I've seen hot dog eating competitions that are like that, where they literally just breathe in the entire hot dog, which has got to be terrible for your digestive system.
You would think.
Especially if you're doing 39 of them.
Yeah. I don't know. The first cupcake-only bakery opened in 2005 and now makes over 25,000 cupcakes a day from 11 different locations.
Okay. I thought that was one store.
One store. No.
Like, holy cow.
I mean, it
is
one store, but they have 11 locations. Okay. So. But still, I mean, what's the math on that? 11 stores, 25,000 cupcakes.
Day, yeah.
That's crazy. And lastly, the world's largest cupcake weighed over 1,200 pounds and had over 2 million calories.
Nice. Yep. Those are some solid facts there, Mo.
Thanks. I try.
There is one thing Mo and I can't deny. We love junk food. And each week we've got a list of new and upcoming junk foods that we want to discuss with you. Some of these things have been spotted in stores or they're just announced to be coming in the future.
Oh, and then later in the show... We've got a taste test.
That was my fault. I messed up my part of the script and you didn't know when to jump in.
Yeah, you know. It's also the one line I always forget every week. So,
all right, first up is a weird one. Whiskey barrel aged Kit Kat in Japan.
Hmm.
It's a single Kit Kat piece covered in chocolate made from cacao nibs. That have been aged in whiskey barrels for 180 days and manually rotated once a week to ensure that all the nibs come in contact with the sides of the barrel. You don't like the word nibs, do you?
It's not just that.
Oh.
But this doesn't sound very good to me.
It sounds like it would be a bit intense.
Yeah.
Probably, maybe that's why there's only one stick.
Yeah, maybe.
Just an experience.
Yeah, I guess so.
Muddy Buddies, which, if I'm not mistaken, are Chex Mix.
Yeah.
Typically. Mm-hmm. Well, they're coming out with a pretzel version. So they're square pretzel bites covered in either peanut butter and chocolate or cookies and cream.
Okay.
Which I could be down for.
Yeah.
The peanut butter and chocolate one especially. That sounds good.
I'm down for either one of them.
Let's see. Star Wars Mandalorian Chocolate Ball. It's just a normal round ball, but you open it up, and on the inside, there's a marshmallow Baby Yoda inside.
It seems wrong.
Well,
it
never mind.
Seems
I might
wrong.
Spoiler something. You haven't seen that episode yet.
You're right, so don't say anything. I do know that something happens, but I don't know what, so shh.
Baby Yoda kind of deserves it.
Okay. yeah, I don't know.
Let's see. Twisted Holiday Punch Sweet Tarts Ropes. Red and green twist. I don't really care for the flavor or the idea, but they just look neat. They look very Christmassy. And I like it when they put that effort in to make it look Christmassy. Even just the little bit of effort that like Sour Patch Kids does. Sour Patch Kids releases just the red and the green ones. in a bag every year. And that's, you know, there's nothing special about it other than the fact that they're like, we're just going to make a Christmas version.
Okay.
Here's all the red and greens. And you know what? That's my favorite version all year because those are my two favorite flavors.
Not the green.
Ugh. You don't like the green?
No, I don't like anything green.
It's
like
the last lime bastion of hope left in the fruit candy
no,
world.
No, it tastes like cleaning product.
All right. Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops are coming out with their own cereal bars.
Okay.
Which...
I thought Fruit Loops already had one.
Yeah, I thought Fruit Loops already had one too. But I know Fruity Pebbles does. So that might be what I'm thinking.
Maybe.
Because I don't think... Now, because once I looked at them, I'm like, no, I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Yeah.
And the Frosted Flakes one looks weird. It yeah. looks like a cereal bar that's old and falling apart.
Okay.
But I bet they taste great. So.
Yeah.
Jelly Belly Gummies. And I think we've announced these already, but I don't think we announced what the flavors were. So Jelly Belly Gummies and Gummy Sours are out now. And their flavors include Berry Cherry, Lemon, Berry Blue, Green Apple, and Orange.
All right.
Yeah. Frosted Mini Wheats coming out with a new flavor, cinnamon roll flavored Frosted Mini Wheats.
Okay.
Which I enjoy the normal Frosted Mini Wheats.
Mm-hmm.
I have not liked any of the flavored versions yet.
Yeah. I'm the same. Frosted Mini Wheats is actually my favorite cereal.
Really?
I love Frosted Mini Wheats.
Good.
And like the strawberry or the blueberry, maple, I don't like any of them. So.
But I'd be willing to try the cinnamon roll.
Yeah.
Special K, speaking of blueberries, is coming out with a update to their blueberry flavor with real whole blueberries in
it. All right.
Yeah, which, hey, go for it. And then lastly on our list, a shorter list this week, Brookio Oreos. Now, these look awesome.
Okay.
There's three layers of cream between these two cookies.
Okay.
A brownie cream. The original cream, and then a cookie dough cream.
Ah, Brookie. Oh, okay,
together.
I get it. Okay, yeah.
I think it'd be great.
Yeah.
It's really cool looking. So, we're going to have to try it.
Yeah.
All right, so this has been a rough year for parents, from lockdowns to jobs being shut down to suddenly becoming a semi-homeschool teacher to just not ever getting a break where you can ship the kids off to grandma's or a friend's house for the night because of COVID.
Oh, and we've got a geez Louise. We've got a list of tweets from parents throughout this year that hit us right in all the feels. Let's see how others have been handling things. And maybe it'll make us feel better about ourselves. I mean, that's what I'm kind of hoping for, at least.
All right. So let's see. First off here, Crockett for Real says, oh, I'm sorry. I'm in the wrong list.
Oh.
1 second. Hopping over. Click, 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 click. Simon Holland. Simon C. Holland says, kids really overestimate how much parents want to guess things.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. So true.
My youngest is three. And so he has this problem, number one, where if he needs to tell you something, he has to say your name and you have to say what first. Even if you're staring at him, giving him full attention already. No. Daddy. I'm looking at him. Daddy! What? Guess what? But he never stops to let me guess.
Yeah.
But it's just ingrained in him. So every time he says, he'll be talking to his brother, Eli, and he'll just be like, Eli, guess what? I'm going to do this. Eli, guess what? It's the same conversation, but every sentence. Eli, guess what? And I'm like, oh my gosh, kid, you're driving me nuts.
Eli,
driving
answer nuts.
Yeah, will you just say what? Because Eli's sick of it too.
Yeah,
Eli's so sick of it. He's all, just talk to me, just say it. I can hear you. You don't have to leap out from behind a daisy every time you want to say something. Just talk.
No, see, and I have the kids that are like, Mom, guess what? And I'm like, what? No, guess. No, I'm not guessing. I am not playing this game.
I don't got time for this.
Yeah. I don't even know like what sort of area you are trying to get me to guess towards.
There's a plethora of things in this world.
Yeah.
And I've been given no hints.
Yeah. I'm not guessing. Just tell me. Fine. You're no fun.
Fine. We're out of toilet paper.
Yes.
Okay. Mom underscore on the rocks says, thoughts and prayers for my son who thought it would be funny to tell me, I'll get to it when I get to it, woman.
Dang.
Eli has pulled the woman thing on Daytro. What are you talking about, woman? And I don't say that. So I don't know where he's picking it up from. I don't call Daytro woman.
Wow. So
it's one of the people that babysit him from time to time. He always says it in a funny way.
Yeah.
You know, so he doesn't get in trouble, but it's just, that's a bit of a gutsy move there, kid.
I had to make it clear to Topher that I'm not his bruh.
Bruh. Bruh. Come on. All right. Ann underscore Theralt. Yeah, I'm not going to spell that.
Okay.
We've been getting a meal kit service, and our nine-year-old has been gamely trying all of it. But the other day, it was salmon, which I knew he would never eat. So I made him chicken fingers from Frozen instead. And he was like, wow, this is HelloFresh? This is incredible.
Yeah.
Literally the only thing my youngest will eat is chicken finger or chicken nuggets and french fries anytime we go anywhere. So if, you know, the other night when we were going light looking, we're like, let's go to Wiener Schnitzel, get some food over there. Mm-hmm. And Jenna's like, I don't want Wiener Schnitzel. I don't like Wiener Schnitzel. I don't want to go to Wiener Schnitzel. We're going to go to Wendy's first and get you some chicken nuggets and fries. Just calm down. We know what you want.
We don't want to deal with the whining. You're getting chicken nuggets and fries, okay?
Yeah, anytime we say, yeah, we're going to go get food, he always comes up to mommy and says, I want chicken nuggets and french fries. And like, we know what you want.
What's going to happen the day that he comes up and he's like, I want green beans?
Well, I mean, he's been off and on with green beans his whole
really?
Life. Really? Okay. He'll like them for a season, then he'll hate them for a season, then he'll like them again. And just, it's a weird game with this kid. He's super picky, way more picky than I ever was.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Eli is like just a human garbage disposal. He'll eat anything. He'll eat everything that Johnny doesn't want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
He eats like a teenager. He's just a never-ending food hole.
Mm. It's fair.
Yeah. But anyway, they always love chicken nuggets. We finally found chicken nuggets from the store, from Frozen,
mm-hmm.
that would appease him.
Yeah.
We had to try like three different brands before we found it. And the trick was the dinosaur shapes.
Oh, okay.
Get the dinosaur-shaped nuggets.
Yeah.
He's all for them.
So you got to get an air fryer and cook them in there.
I keep begging Deidre to let us get an air fryer. And she's like, no, we don't need another stupid thing on our counter all year that we barely use.
No, the air fryer is legit. It makes all the difference with all the things.
Did you hear that, Deidre? No, because you don't listen to the show. She works in an office, guys. She can't do this. It's a professional place.
Mm.
They handle a lot of... Never mind. I'm not sure I'm allowed to say it. I think I am. She's not in the military or anything. It's not like a big secret. We're going to move on.
Thank you. None of what you just said made any sense, so we're going to pretend like it didn't happen. What's next, Matt?
Lacey J underscore says, my son got hungry, so I gave him a snack. His teacher on Zoom was yelling that he can't eat during class. And before I knew it, I yelled from the kitchen, girl, he is at home. And then there was silence. I mean, what are you going to say to that, right?
So I definitely see it from both points of view.
Yeah. Could be a distraction, but like if I'm watching a TV show, if I'm eating a snack, I'm paying attention. If I'm not, I'm thinking about other things.
I mean, that's fair.
So who knows? Could help.
Girl,
he is
at home.
He's at home, honey.
He didn't ask for this.
Henpicked Hal says, My 2-year-old and 4-year-old have been communicating via walkie-talkie for 20 minutes. They're in the same room. The walkie-talkies have no batteries. Over. I feel the annoyance in his voice. There are days, and I'm glad my boys get along most of the time, but when they get along, they are the loudest, most rambunctious duo mm-hmm. on the planet. And I just sit here, and every 5 minutes or so, I'm like, can we quiet down? Can we play something quiet? Can we sit on the floor and play with Legos or something? Just something quietly without the running and the screaming? Can we please? Guys? Nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. Stop it.
It doesn't end.
I'd like to take a nap or something.
Yeah.
She'll wake me up in the middle of the night for no reason.
Yeah. 15, 13, and 9. Hanging Christmas lights the other night. And they're riding their scooters through the street, just laughing hysterically, being silly, goofing off. And Chris is like, our kids are so loud. Can't imagine what the neighbors are thinking. And I'm like, stop. They're not fighting.
Let them have fun. They're being nice.
They're being kids.
It's really hard as a parent to have to weigh that.
Yeah.
You know, like, don't be a fuddy-duddy all the time. Let them have fun when they're getting along.
Yeah.
Even if it's loud and annoying.
But it's hard. Yeah.
All right. Dara O'Reilly said, lost my temper with my daughter because she wouldn't get dressed. And told her that she couldn't come downstairs until she changed out of her pajamas. She just changed into another pair of pajamas.
I'm just curious if mom is still in her pajamas. I mean.
Right. This year, just there have been days where my kids have not gotten out of their pajamas. They're yeah. wearing pajamas when they go to bed at night. They're like, oh, we should probably change into new ones, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
Just why? Why not? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Bacon Popsicle.
Okay.
That's his name. If I learn just one thing as a parent, it's that by the third kid, they can be juggling samurai swords and hand grenades, and you won't care as long as they're doing it quietly.
I'm the opposite.
No, really? I'm definitely this. Every now and then, my boys are in the back room quiet and like, oh, they're probably getting into trouble, but they're quiet, so.
We'll see if your third one ends up being a girl, then we'll see how you feel.
Is that, what is that, what, tell me why? What's the difference?
I don't want to say.
Come on.
I don't want to say on air because my children listen.
What's Mila doing? What's going on here? Mila, what are you doing?
I only got one girl. I can't replace her. If something happens to one of the boys.
Keep her safe. Keep her safe.
We have three because we wanted a girl. We finally got the girl, so we stopped trying.
Two duds finally got a girl. Kidding, guys.
Totally kidding. I love all three of my children very much. In different ways.
Oh, man. Okay, we're going to take a quick break there, but when we come back, even more parental tweets from 2020.
But first, 5 bonus random facts.
Stick around.
This is Mo from the Back Row Morning Show, and I've got your 5 random facts. There were only 9 developers on the team for GoldenEye 007 for Nintendo 64, and only one of them had ever worked on a video game prior. There's an island called Just Enough Room, where there's just enough room for a tree and a house. During World War II, Germany tried to collapse the British economy by dropping millions of counterfeit bills over London. 65% of children with autism are left-handed, and only 10% of people in general are left-handed. The Hobbit has been published in 2 editions. In the first edition, Gollum willingly bet on his ring in the riddle game. For more random facts and hilarious nonsense, tune in to the Back Row Morning Show Monday through Thursday at 7 a.m. Central with an encore at 9.
Welcome back to the Back Row Morning Show. I'm Radio Matt.
And I'm Mo, and we hope you're listening to us on LTN Radio when we air each weekday morning at 7 a.m. and again at 9 a.m. Central.
That's right. You can head over to ltnonair.com and see the schedule and also download the Live 365 app on your smartphone device and stay up to date with our show and enjoy the amazing mix of music we have playing throughout, too. Before we get back to the topic of the day, we've got a taste test.
Each Junk Food Tuesday, we taste test something new or odd or both. And today, I got to pick. Right. Did you bring more than one bottle of water?
No.
Really?
Do you need a bottle of water?
No, you're going to need a second bottle of water.
Oh, no. What did you bring?
I'm just kidding. It's not that bad. It's not bad at all. Are you ready?
Hold on. Although, now, of course, this will be plenty entertaining in audio form.
Oh, that's right.
But it's even better on video. We record all of our taste tests and put full video up on our Facebook page at the Back Row LTN. So go like us and never miss a bite. What do you have for us today, Mo?
Well, last week you said something about how we are always doing candy or chips and blah. You wanted to do something different. Unfortunately for you, it's candy.
Yay!
But it's Christmas kind of theme.
Christmas crickets.
No, I've got M&M's sugar cookie.
Ooh. Now, didn't you say you didn't think these were going to be good?
I did. I did say that.
And you haven't tried them yet?
I have not tried them. Mm-mm. Found them at Target when we were in Texas and grabbed the share size and was like, okay, I will take this.
Sugar cookie M&M's. Now, this follows the same pattern as the popcorn M&M's, movie theater popcorn M&M's that came out, which, did you ever get to try them?
Mm-mm.
No, but I got to try them. Dang good. Really,
yeah.
Really dang good. They nailed the popcorn flavor. It uses the crispy rice inside, but this one's a sugar. Ooh, okay.
All right, you ready?
Give it a shot.
So look, and this is like right up your alley because not only have they come with a Christmas flavor with the sugar cookie, but they've only got red, white, and green M&Ms in there.
They're doing it right.
Yeah.
Christmassy.
Ooh, they're not as big as I thought they were going to be.
Yeah, that's about the right same size for the crispy M&Ms.
I want one of each color. There we go.
Pour. Ooh, okay. It smells.
Oh, yeah.
Cookie-ish.
You can actually smell it, huh?
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Let's do it. Can you hear the crunches, guys?
It's definitely a sugar cookie.
There's definitely that flavor.
And, like, sprinkles.
Yeah. Wow. It's stronger.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
I don't think I'm a fan.
But that is the right flavor. It's just very sweet. It is cloyingly sweet. More so than a sugar cookie is typically. I think they nailed the flavor. It does taste like a sugar cookie with sprinkles.
Yeah, this is way better than the fudge brownie M&M.
Yes, which was pointless.
It was completely pointless. This has a different flavor. It's a accurate flavor.
It is accurate.
It's like, just, you're right, it is like super sweet.
It's very sweet. But the chocolate doesn't detract from it either, because it's still covered in chocolate.
Yeah, that's true.
And it doesn't detract from the sugar cookie flavor, and it really doesn't taste like chocolate.
Yeah, you're right.
The chocolate is very low note.
I taste more of the sprinkles than I do the chocolate.
Yeah, that is very weird, because there is more chocolate than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet little kids really would like it.
That's true. Your boys can have them.
I think we're too old to enjoy that much sweetness.
Yeah. I have realized that I am officially old and yeah. Sugar
that's
cookie
why
M&Ms
I really liked
not?
That's why I really liked the popcorn M&Ms. Because it did give you
like
more
a salty.
Yeah, it was like a savory sweet combo.
Okay.
Which was really good. Not so much salty per se, but just like buttery.
Okay.
Not sweet buttery, but like a
okay.
Yeah. It was a good
savory
mix.
Buttery.
Yeah. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. These aren't bad. I like
They're not
it.
Bad. They're just
nice.
Super sweet.
They're very sweet. I do appreciate, though, the kindness. And then next week we'll have a very nice one as well where we get to try every Christmas Little Debbie and rank them.
I'm excited about that.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. It's like my childhood dreams come true.
And we're being nice to ourselves last week, this week, and next week, because next Tuesday night on Twitch Live, we'll be recording our Christmas special, and our taste test for that will be brutal.
We might die.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm not exaggerating.
We'll either die or we'll want to die.
Yeah.
And be unable to. Like in Revelation, after you get bit by the locusts.
Okay.
You don't know that?
It's like, no, you're just like...
It says you'll get bit by those locusts, and you will be in so much pain that you will want to die, but you won't be able to die. So you'll just have to live in that pain.
I was just in shock at where you took it. That's all. Yeah. Okay. It'll be like the end times.
Scorpion pepper for a reason.
Okay. All right. Have fun.
We're both going to have fun.
That's what you think.
We're both going to die.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
I'm going to secretly take just a normal tortilla chip and cover it with black Sharpie. Or no, we'll do the like edible paint, black paint or whatever on it. Slide that into a chip and I'll eat that while you eat the other thing. And I'm like, oh, it's so hot.
For anybody who has watched any of our YouTube shows, there is no hiding heat when it comes to Matt.
But then again, hey, hold on. But then again, the last thing that you brought were like the spicy pork rind thing,
mm-hmm.
and you were getting the heat, and I never got bit of it.
That really does make me concerned.
Maybe I've turned a corner. Maybe my palate has absorbed the power.
I don't know.
To handle heat. There's no way I'm going to be able to handle the one chip challenge.
Either that or, again, I am old and I have lost all of my, I don't know. What's the word I'm looking for? All of my...
Continents?
Ew. No. I've lost my... See,
I don't know. You ruin things. No idea. I'm a ruiner.
Ruiner.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I've lost all of my, I don't know the word. Somebody out there is saying it for me right now. They're like, Mo, seriously.
Gumption, adventurous spirit.
No, my, I don't know. Yeah, I've just lost it. That's all.
Original hair color.
All of it. 100%. Yes. Actually, Cannon told me the other day, Mom, it's so crazy that you've been dyeing your hair for so long that your natural hair color is not your natural hair color. Thanks, kid. Thanks. He's not lying.
Yeah. He's not lying. Yeah, it was still very weird that one time that your hair was dark.
Mm-hmm.
What is your natural hair color?
Dark
is
brown.
It like really dark?
It's his hair color, the same shade as okay. Cannon's, yeah. Which is like your beard color, a little darker.
Yeah, this is very weird to see you like that.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
You seem like a natural blonde, not mentally.
Wow.
That's not what I'm saying.
Wow.
You just seem like that's what you've always looked like. But it has been what you've always looked like. So
yeah, that's fair. Mm-hmm.
This has gone weirdly.
Way too far.
All right, last segment. We started sharing with you some tweets from parents struggling throughout 2020, and we're going to continue to go through some of those. So next up in our list is Ed O'Loughlin says, my youngest hacked our Netflix parental code. She put light grease on the remote and got me to input the code when she wasn't looking. Then she noted the numbers I pressed and went through the combinations later.
What?
I'm both frightened and impressed.
I want to know how old their youngest is. I mean, because if she's like 17 and their youngest, it's not as impressive as if she were 4.
Mm-hmm. Well, Eli keeps trying to sneak and see what it is, for, it's not Netflix, but like, I think it's on Prime. Like we have a thing on Prime. And he just, every now and then my wife will be doing it and he'll kind of sneak behind her and try and see. But he doesn't know how to keep a secret to himself. And so he's immediately like, I think I saw what the code was. He's all, really? What is it? And then he can't ever get it. And so he doesn't remember. But yeah, he's a bad secret keeper.
Aww.
And he's always been that way. Anytime he does something wrong or he's hiding or anything like that, he's all, guess what I did?
That's not a bad thing.
I mean, yeah, not for now, anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Mommy Owl says, took my kids to the pediatrician yesterday, and I told her we barely left the house in 5 months. And then she looked at me in all seriousness and asked how much screen time they were getting. I mean, come on, lady. Read the room.
Wow.
Pretty sure all those limits gone out the window all year long.
Right? Man, you're talking to me about screen time.
Chris Abulzied said, so evidently our 13-year-old thought prima donna meant anyone born before Madonna.
Pre-Madonna.
Please send oxygen. We cannot stop laughing. She's so pre-Madonna. That just means you're old, right?
Listen. I think it's smart. Prima donna.
Oh, okay.
They probably called her a prima donna, and she's like, what? I was not born before Madonna.
Oh, man. Stay at homies, says a five-year-old on her kindergarten Zoom class. Teacher says, so what do you do before joining the Zoom class? The five-year-old said, my mommy hits me and says, do good. Mommy, no makeup, bagel crumbs on her face, unexpectedly joining the Zoom class. She means I high-five her hand. So. So seriously, oh, though, okay, with these classes, I do get paranoid that Eli is going to say something that sounds a lot worse than is really happening.
Yeah.
Like, there have been times where he's gotten in trouble for not paying attention during class or doing something else. And so, like, before class, I'd be like, all right, pay attention. I'm going to have to whoop your butt. And, you know, I'm being figurative. We rarely have ever had to spank him.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm just like, I'm serious. That's my I'm serious move because he doesn't like it. And I'm just afraid maybe I shouldn't say that. Because what if he just says, Daddy says I have to pay attention because he's going to give me a spanking if I don't. And what if we have that one really liberal teacher who's like, Child Protective Services coming to your door right now.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, you know, you have those little fears because you hear the horror stories of stuff like that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Or like the kid that got in trouble for like brandishing a Nerf gun in the Zoom class.
Yeah.
And people felt threatened enough to call the police.
Yeah.
Like, it was a Nerf gun.
Mm-hmm.
Nerf. They call it Nerf because it sounds very soft.
Mm-hmm. So we have this kitten, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who is an absolute menace to our family and household. Destroys everything. Is an annoyance to everyone. Was climbing in the tree before we even had ornaments on it, was knocking the tree down. So I was like, what's going to happen when we put ornaments on the tree and he climbs up there? You know, everything's going to be destroyed. And yeah. I have ornaments from years ago.
They're special, yeah.
Yeah. So Chris bought one of those salt guns.
Yeah.
That looks like a Nerf gun.
Yeah.
But you load it with salt.
Little salt.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's table salt. Yeah.
Yes. And the cats hate it. Absolutely hate. Actually, the dogs don't enjoy it either. And it's gotten to the point now to where if you just cock the thing, the cat like gets really scared and paranoid and looks around to try and figure out who's got it and where it's at. Chris likes to call it a salt rifle. So the other day he's like, where's the salt rifle? And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? We don't have an AR. what do you even mean right now? And he's like,
though legally we could.
He's like, the salt gun for the cat. I'm like, well, why didn't you say that?
Salt, not assault, salt.
I am sitting here on a meet with my students, and our three kids are on their meets with their teachers, and you're running around the house screaming about an assault rifle.
We need an assault rifle. They're breaching the walls. Oh, man. All right, number 16. A breath of fresh air says, my dumb butt logged my son into his Zoom class, and I ain't have no shirt on, and all I heard was 15 little voices saying, ew!
Yes. Yes. Listen, all you parents out there listening, please, we can see a lot further into your homes than what you realize we can. I have seen far too many men without shirts on walking around in their boxers. It's absolutely unacceptable. I've seen far too many siblings getting changed in the background. Not okay, guys. Not okay. Far too many mamas pulling their wedgies out in the background. Let's step out of the view of the screen, please.
Better yet, just have your kid's computer camera facing a wall.
Yeah, that's like best case scenario.
Give them a blank wall behind them.
Please, please.
All right, kids Cubid says, me on the toilet. Sweetie, mommy needs some privacy when she pees. 3-year-old, okay, closes the door and stands next to me with the dog. We private now.
Yep.
My kids have no qualms about just coming right in when I'm pooping or anything. Yeah. And I like lock the door and they get mad and they start banging on, Daddy, I need to show you this right now. I'm like, oh gosh. It's so frustrating.
I've always been the mom that just pees with the door wide open. Always have been. Now I got a 15-year-old and it's kind of inappropriate. Chris is like, you got to shut the door.
They're going to have a complex. This is what they'll be telling their therapist.
Topher walks around the corner. Oh, gosh, Mom, really?
Mom.
Sorry.
Privacy goes both ways. We want your privacy too, please.
Sorry,
that
guys.
That is a bit strange at this point.
I know.
But have you done it like the whole time you've had kids?
Yes.
Like that's almost like a habit you just don't break.
Exactly.
My kid, my oldest, is at the point where he's afraid to flush the toilet because he clogged it once. And so now he never flushes.
Oh.
And so I'll just walk in and there's a big bowl of poop. I'm like, come on. If it overflows, I'm here. We'll clean it. It's not going to suck you in or anything. Drown the house.
This is actually how we clog a toilet, by right. Not flushing it.
Letting it sit here and expand. That's what's going to happen. All right. Mommy Uncensored. Every time I tell my daughter I love her, she responds with, I love daddy, which is toddler speak for, go to heck, mama. Hashtag bless.
It's fair. Yeah.
You know, my youngest is a mama's boy for sure. And so he's often said, like, I don't want you. I want mommy. You know, and so, you know, as a parent, you know it means nothing, but it hurts a little bit, yeah. Or whatever. But one day, he was just doing it all day. He didn't want to have anything to do with me. And my wife came back and said, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Every time I give him a bath, he sings the song, I don't like mommy because she's a stinky butt. So I said, so I'm going to give him a bath, and you just listen and wait for him to sing it. And he sings it when she's like pouring the water over to get the shampoo out of his head.
Yeah.
So his ears are underwater. So he yells it, I don't like mommy because she's got a stinky butt. And I laughed so hard. It made my day.
Aw.
Made my day.
That's fair.
And now I know, yeah, okay, he doesn't really mean this stuff.
It's fair.
Joel Heenan says, my son asked me what Wi-Fi stands for, and I told him it's named after its inventor, William Filliam. Jesse, Mama Jesse C, says, my five-year-old asked me what a poop hole does. After an impromptu lesson on the digestive system, I realized he actually said pupil. Next lesson, enunciation.
What's my poop hole do?
Well, honey, what's a poop hole? Oh gosh.
Oh man.
Okay, this one really speaks to my kids here. Rhyming Mama says, my daughter is crying because her sister farted and I sprayed air freshener before she had a chance to sniff it. I'm raising savages. Johnny would cry over something like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't get to see it. I didn't get to smell it. Oh, when is it going to happen again? Every day when it's bedtime. When is it not going to be bedtime? In the morning. When is it going to be morning? After bedtime. Like, just everything is a crisis.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Every little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then, it makes me happy. Like, we give him Kindle time. He gives me hope, is what I'm saying. Give him Kindle time. And for the longest time, I'd say, all right, Kindle time is over. He's like, oh, when's it going to be Kindle time again? But the other day, he said, last Friday, he said, or I said, all right, Kindle time's over. He's like, it's okay. I can just finish next Kindle time. I'm like, yeah, that's a great attitude. And he gave it to me, and he had a great old time. I'm like, yes, we're getting through to him. It's not the end of the world. This won't be the last time you touch a Kindle. Just chill out. All right, Vision Board says, my son, who just learned how babies are made, looked at me and my husband and then his two brothers and said, you guys had three sexes, right? So sometimes having kids is kind of all right. That'd be pretty funny.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a weird transition that I'm not looking forward to. Teaching them about how all that works.
You won't have to.
Don't say that. That sounds worse.
I'm just saying.
You wait long enough, they find out on their own.
It happens. Well, but I'm in that point of parenthood where, like, we are actively talking about things that are very uncomfortable for parents and children to discuss, but we didn't really discuss the birds and the bees. They learned that in health class.
Mm.
And then we just reaffirmed what was true and what's accurate and then slipped in the biblical portions of it and took away, you know, all that, like, they don't want you to do it before marriage because you'll get this or the, you know, we don't want you to do it before marriage because the Bible says this.
Because all that stuff, plus more important stuff.
Yeah, those things are true and accurate, but listen, this is a little bit more important.
Rodney LaCroix says, can anyone recommend a good wine that pairs well with a teenager's crappy attitude?
Oh.
Haven't been there yet.
You're
there.
I can. Look me up and I'll let you know. But I'm also curious is it spelled like the sparkling water LaCroix?
Yeah, I believe so.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Rodney, I'll get you the hookup with wine if you get me the hookup with water.
Molly McNeary says, quarantine without kids is a staycation. Quarantine with kids is a hostage situation.
Okay,
this one speaks to me with the math thing. We were talking about how difficult teaching math is.
Yeah.
With this, my daughter split 96 in half and got a number in the 400s. If you have six apples, this is my son. They're like, okay, the problem is 10 plus 1 equals 4 plus what? What's the what? He goes, 17? Like, you're not thinking about it. Think about it. Don't just spit out a number. Where did you get 17? There's no sevens. There's barely a 10. What's 10 plus 1? You know what 10 plus 1 is. It's one more. Where's 17 coming from? This is every math lesson that we do. The first answer he gives, he just doesn't care. He doesn't think about it, just shoots out some random number in his head. Like, I know you know how to do this. I've seen it. I've heard it from your teacher. I've seen your grades from class. I know you know how to do this. Why do you pretend like you don't every time I sit down with you?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I just forgot. No, you didn't forget. You just didn't want to do it. You don't want to use your brain. There's only 6 problems. Can we get through the 6 problems and go have a snack? I need a snack.
Wow. So I have to tell you, I teach my first graders on Mondays and Tuesdays. Uh-huh. And then the actual lead teacher teaches on Thursdays and Fridays, okay? But she also has a kindergarten class that she teaches as well. So she has her kindergartners Mondays and Tuesdays.
Yeah.
So I teach them on Mondays and Tuesdays, right? I am the one doing the lessons and doing the reviews and teaching new things. And then Thursdays and Fridays come along and the lead teacher logs on and she asks the kids certain things that I know I taught them on Monday and Tuesday, and that they knew they could repeat back to me 100%. We started on subtraction this past week. Subtraction is when you take one bigger number and you split it apart and you're going to get a smaller number. That is what subtraction is, right? Yes, that's what subtraction is. They all get it. Thursday rolls around. Guys, what did you do with Miss Megan on Monday and Tuesday? Blank stares. Guys, what did we talk about in math? Can you tell her what we talked about in math? I know that you know what we talked about in math. Addition? No, we did not talk about addition. That was 2 weeks ago. What did we talk about just yesterday? What was it? Who remembers? When we take a bigger number and we add it to another number. No, that's not what we talked about. Last time I just straight up said, guys, I need you to actually answer so that the teacher knows that Miss Megan is actually doing something on Mondays and Tuesdays. Okay.
Who wants to watch Planet Earth? Here we go.
What's a noun? When you're doing something. No, that's a verb.
Subtraction.
Man.
Oh, man. Okay.
Kids.
Jesse, this is also Mama Jesse C. We've already heard from her. Said, my son asked my 7-year-old how she would survive a bear attack, and she replied, she would try to be his friend, thus making her the most adorable of my children, but also the least likely to survive an encounter with an actual bear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. I'm playing Love Shack through my phone. And my son just asked, is that John Mulaney? You know who John Mulaney is?
No. Mm-mm.
It sounds like him. Mm-hmm. You're old, that's what I'm saying. People are old. Okay, that one's a bit inappropriate. We won't say that one. My name is No. Says, telling my 6-year-old about homeschooling for the next couple of months, and he asks if I had to do that when I was a kid, and I said no, and then he asked if chairs were ever even invented yet. So I think the first thing we'll study is his attitude.
Yep. Isn't it always fun when you realize just how old your kids really think you are?
Mm-hmm. Aubrey Hirsch said, kid in my son's class explained to me that she was sure that he had 2 moms because he has the pretty mom and the other mom. And she described each to me in some detail. Reader, both are me.
Yeah.
The pretty mom and the other mom.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's fair.
Simon Holland said, I want my 13-year-old to understand how important honesty is, but also know that she is 12 when kids eat free.
Yeah.
The next Martha says, our homeschooling curriculum includes honors laundry and AP vacuuming.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Carastar said, my daughter came in the room saying, we need to talk, then proceeded to say, I know you don't whoop us, but I think you need to start whooping my brother.
I'm just kind of curious what her brother was doing. That sister was like, you know what? It's just not worth being in a nonviolent home anymore.
John Drake said, if my son wants apple juice, I give him half water and half apple juice, but the juice I buy is already watered down. So the first time this kid has a glass of full sugar apple juice, he's going to power bomb me through our coffee table.
Yep. And it will happen.
Stuck in a Portal says, my daughter is making a convincing argument that egg should be spelled E-G and that the second G should only be used to describe really big eggs. Carrie Howley said, my son just asked me if when I was little, I had to stay inside for COVID's 1 through 18.
Oh, wow.
My son asked me, this is Coldheart Pryge. My son asked me, where does poo come from? I was a little uncomfortable, but gave him an honest explanation. He looked a little perplexed and stared me in stunned silence for a few seconds, and then asked, where does Tigger come from?
Oh, that poor child.
All right, our last one. Todd Coleman says, my daughter had a Zoom class yesterday. The teacher's internet went out, so one of the kids was made the default host. He muted everyone, pretended to teach the class, and then just said fart over and over until the teacher was able to join back. It was amazing.
Awesome.
And now you know why most classes have two teachers in them mm-hmm. at any point for the Zoom calls.
Yep.
Oh, it's fun. 2020 was fun, if for no other reason than the memes and the jokes.
Yeah.
This has been a good year for memes, for sure.
Not for me, just for just memes.
For memes. So speaking of, join us over at our Facebook group, Back Row Baptist Church, where we share a bunch of memes and humor all the time. And we try to avoid arguments, so it's just like a fun place. Not a place to go get in theological debates, but just to laugh our butts off.
Hmm.
Back Row Baptist Church, search for that group, join it, answer the questions.
Mm-hmm. Or you won't be approved.
Or you won't be approved. I cannot tell you how many people, the first question is, do you understand that if you don't answer every one of these questions, you will not be approved? And you have two answers, yes or no.
They say yes.
Yes. And then they don't answer any of the other questions. I'm like, well, obviously you're lying.
Yeah.
And you can't come in.
Right. And done.
They're very simple questions just to make sure you understand what the group is like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Answer them. Come on in. Have a good old time. Mm-hmm. We just hit 7,000 members.
Yeah. It's time to start getting rid of some of them.
It's time to cull the herd here. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But no, it's fun. It's a lot to keep up with, but it is fun. We got some awesome moderators who do a lot more work than Mo and I do.
Mm. This is a fact. We are
very happy to have them on our team.
Yes. Very much so.
The only person that works less than us is Kevin. He does nothing.
Fact.
He's just in there in case we ever accidentally get locked out of the group so he can let us back in.
Yeah.
Because Facebook is weird these days. All right. We're going to take one more break. Don't go anywhere because when we come back, we're going to answer a question that you've been dying to ask us. We're pretty sure.
More Back Row Morning Show to come.
Stick around. What up, nerd? Thank you for listening to this podcast from the Love Thy Nerd Podcast Network. We hope you're enjoying it. But hey, did you know that Love Thy Nerd airs almost all of its podcasts first on LTN Radio? That's right. LTN Radio is your home for the best Christian rock, rap, pop, and indie music. And it's also the place to go to hear Love Thy Nerd's content before it reaches the podcast feed. In addition to that, Love Thy Nerd creates a lot of content that's exclusive to LTN Radio that you're missing out on. So go check out LTNOnAir.com and listen for yourself. You can also download the Live 365 app on your smartphone and search and favorite LTN Radio, or enable the LTN Radio skill on your Echo devices and simply ask Alexa to play Love Thy Nerd. Now let's get you back to that podcast. Welcome back to the Back Row Morning Show as things are winding down for the day.
But first, we're going to answer an Ask Us Anything question. Do you prefer traveling alone or with a group? Well, I mean, for me, it's always with a group because, you know, I'm married and got kids.
But so. You also often travel, like, with an actual group of, like, two families or more.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you big into that? If you had your option, though, would you travel alone?
I mean, I have my option. It's not like I was, like, strong-armed into going on
vacations with people. But I mean, like, you wouldn't say, well, even with your family. Like, if there was a situation where, like, they all had to do something else and you were going to be home alone for a week and, like, I'm going to go travel, would you prefer to do that or would you rather wait until they could come back and go with you?
You know, I don't really know that I would prefer one over the other.
Yeah.
Like,
but you wouldn't mind traveling alone?
I would not mind traveling alone at all.
I didn't expect that.
Really?
Yeah. I thought you were full bore, got to have a lot of people with you.
No, I do not mind traveling alone, even in the slightest.
I very much do not like traveling in a group.
Mm-hmm.
Deidre and I took that 12-day trip. It was a blast. I very much enjoy traveling with her.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also had two very big trips that I've gone on by myself.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed both of them immensely.
Yeah.
Immensely.
Mm-hmm.
There was plenty of time for me to just kind of relax. I love driving.
Yeah.
Long distances,
mm-hmm.
Especially by myself when I don't have to listen to Sesame Street on mm-hmm. repeat. I enjoy the ability to kind of get out of my own head. It also gives me a lot more opportunity to focus on very long form prayer time.
Yeah.
It's a very rejuvenating thing. Both times I've done it, I have come back a much better me that's lasted at least a year or more before it wears off.
That's fair.
So yeah. There was one time I went, one time was like a testimony tour. Mm-hmm. Like I went to El Paso,
mm-hmm.
then drove all the way over to Phoenix area mm-hmm. in Arizona, and then up Scottsdale area.
Okay.
I might have those backwards, but those two places.
Mm-hmm.
And then cut back to Santa Fe, where that's just where I stopped. That's where I stopped for the night. And then back home. And mm-hmm. so that lasted like a 5-6 day trip. It was really nice. And then the other one I had, I just had to do one stop. But my wife and kids were camping. And so I'm like, I'm going to make this a little bigger. So my one stop was Albuquerque. I was giving my testimony to CR there, to Celebrate Recovery. And I'm like, I'm going to go up to Santa Fe and do the cool Meow Wolf mm-hmm. art exhibit. So right. I think I was the first one of our little group to actually do that way back then.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is dope. And then I'm like, well, I still got like another day before they come home. I'm going to drive down to Carlsbad Caverns. So instead of going home, I drove to Carlsbad and I walked through Carlsbad Caverns all by myself. And
yeah.
It was amazing. Didn't have to make sure our kids weren't falling in holes.
Right.
Didn't have to worry about walking too fast or too slow for somebody else in the group.
Mm-hmm.
Just walking at my own pace, listen to the little self-guided tour, stare at the things I want to stare at and not stare at the things I have no interest in.
Yeah.
It was very nice. And then I drove home.
Yeah.
It was just a fantastic journey.
When you travel with a group, there's a lot of pressure to even if you're not a codependent person, mm-hmm. there's a lot of pressure to just make sure people are happy. People mm-hmm. are, it's one thing to host people at your home or have a game night or hang out. But when you are on vacation and you've invested money into this travel, you want to make sure
there's living arrangements involved.
Right. You want to make sure people feel like they're, you know, getting it's their worth money's
yeah,
worth.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah. And enjoying their time. But there's just all this added pressure mm-hmm. that you just don't even think about. You can be the best of friends with people and there's all this pressure. Whereas Chris is like, he's so funny. When we travel with friends, I'm always like worried, you know, are we going to have dinner with them? Are we going to do lunch? What's the plan? What are we going to do? And he's like, hey, if we see them, we see them. If we don't, we don't. And I'm like, but we came with them. Well, yeah, but we don't have to stay
married,
with them.
Don't.
Yeah, that's how Chris is.
I got to be with you. I don't got to be with them.
Let them have fun on their vacation. We'll have fun on ours. And if our fun ends up meeting along the line somewhere, cool. If not, that's cool too. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you remember the last group vacation-ish mm-hmm. that I was in charge of and yeah. how terrible it went. And so that was the last time I wanted to do that.
But you say terrible. I say eventful. I mean,
eventful it was. But
entertaining.
As the person in that panicky, making sure everybody's not only having a good time, but also doing all the right things and not getting our group in trouble. All that, yeah, just, mm-hmm. nope, I hated it. Mm-hmm. Hated every second of it. Hated having to come down hard on some people.
Mm-hmm.
Hated that. I don't like being the authoritarian person. It was just, it mm-hmm. was rocky and never wanted to do it again.
Yeah.
So if we ever go on a trip with a group again, I will not be the person leading that group. Mm-hmm. So that's just a rule I've decided. That is not my role in life. I'm not good at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair.
Should have let you take that role from the beginning. Like, no, plan our trip.
Yeah, well, I don't know that I would have been willing to do it. So.
Some help you are.
Sorry.
Let's end with our verse for the day.
Verse for the day is Romans 8:14. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God.
That's going to do it for our show today. Be sure to check out all of what we do online at lovethynerd.com. We've got amazing articles on all things nerdy, as well as this show, LTN Radio, and our other podcasts and videos. If you'd like to directly support our mission and become a financial partner with Love Thy Nerd, and specifically with LTN Radio, then please visit give.ltnradio.com. Love Thy Nerd is a qualifying 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible.
Follow us on all the socials at the Back Row LTN, at LTN On Air, and at Love Thy Nerd. And the Back Row Morning Show has its own Facebook group community for Christian humor, Back Row Baptist Church. So search us out and join in on the fun.
Oh, lastly, just in case you ever miss a show, find the Back Row Morning Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts. Rate 5 stars, leave a review, something along the lines of, "They ain't your mama's morning show."
We'll be back tomorrow morning right here on LTN Radio at 7 a.m. Central with an encore at 9. Have a great day.
Mo, final thought.
All you parents out there, stay strong.
Once again, I'm Radio Matt.
And I'm Mo.
Hey, don't forget, tonight at 5 p.m., there's no reggae hour. Instead, we're kicking off some more Christmas music all night.
Mm-hmm.
5 p.m. Central Time, Christmas music begins until the morning show the next day. So enjoy that. And remember, if nobody else tells you, we promise that it's true. Jesus loves you, nerd.